vile at Warp Zone. Welcome to Meanwhile at Warp Zone minisode Avengers Age of Ultron. Today we're going to talk about something that I'm guessing nobody has heard about yet. It's the new Avengers movie.
Nothing.
And I mean, I was just hoping that somebody would release some content or information about this topic.
Nothing.
And so I thought
even get a video clip.
I thought we might as well go ahead and, you know, try to add to the information that there is out there for Avengers.
We're like a rebel radio.
It's true. It's like, you know, nobody's talking about this. Nobody's talking about this, so we better do it.
What kind of, you know, just unknowable stuff. Go ahead.
But just like with the first Avengers movie, you know, I watched it yesterday with my family, and I was interested and entertained the entire time. There was a little, you know, lull in the middle there. And how spoilery do we want to get early on? Do we want to save our spoilers for the end, or do I want to give them out now?
Just full spoiler alert from now.
I don't know how I felt about...
We will say what the hell we want.
Are you okay about spoilers, Scott?
We'll have like a flashing light of spoiler alert right here.
I like it. We should make it really ridiculous, too.
Yeah.
And, before I go into the spoiler alerts, I want to point out that I will be currently spoiling the movie for Scott, because just like with...
He's a dick.
He's a dick. I'm pretty sure he just watched the first Avengers movie 15 minutes ago, so he'll get there.
He's only got four more movies to watch till he can even watch this one anyways.
Yeah, you know, he'll
good.
Get there.
The first Avengers was good. I'll have to say that. But, it was real good when the Hulk punched the thing and it went all over the place. That was fun.
Lots
graphics.
Of
computer
graphics.
Boom. Where are they going to go?
Where are they going to go? Scott doesn't know, but because he's never going to watch the movie for another 6 years.
Well, when it's available for 99 cents, I will watch it on Amazon.
It will never be, because it's always worth more than that. It'll be free in 6 months. Who am I kidding?
I'll just BitTorrent it. It's okay. Go ahead.
Exactly.
It starts off pretty hard, and I was good with that. I was excited about jumping right into the action because I was sitting there thinking, like, God, it's so nice to just have instant, like, fast pace and not be, like, all origin mode at the start of a Marvel movie. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's like, man, it's like just jumping into a comic book and you already know the backstory of the thing.
Man.
So I can just read a new adventure.
How comic booky was the fight scene, though? It was the most.
It was very
when comic-book. Captain America's, like, on a motorcycle and he's like, what's this, a guy? And grabs him by the leg and drags him on the motorcycle and starts beating people with a guy. And then just, he's
it's
like,
pretty great.
He's like, there's a pile of guys there, and does, like, a front flip and
throws his motorcycle.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, your motorcycle slams headfirst into a Jeep. And
yes.
It annihilates it.
The most. It was the best. And then just Hulk B&E's through an entire bunker. Just everything. The best.
Yes. And I have
they
to
really
test
just
something.
Threw money at this, didn't they?
Well,
just
like, it's amazing.
The thing was like...
Take the money.
Take a look back to Marvel movies real quick. This just is a you know, old Marvel movies. They're like, these need to be action movies. And then everyone's like, it doesn't feel like a comic book. It doesn't do that character justice. It's bullshit, blah, blah, blah. And then each Marvel movie that comes out is just
a little more.
And they're like, let's do this scene really comic booky. And then what's the scene that everybody worships and just the whole time is that scene. And they're just like, well, that's what people want. Fuck it. Let's do an entire movie
all
like that.
Movie.
And
all
that's
of
what
it.
This, that's what this
it's
was.
It's all money shot.
Yeah, yeah. And everyone's all about it. It was great.
How did you feel about the one thing I was kind of like? How did you feel about the Bruce Banner?
The most unnecessary thing in
yes.
the movie. Don't even.
They went. They
say.
Went with a whole love, you know, situation between Bruce
it's
Banner
Black
and Black Widow.
Yeah,
it was
like,
not necessary.
It didn't seem. Here's the thing. I haven't seen it, but it doesn't. It.
It's
it
forced.
Was not
it feels
going,
forced.
It was not going
was,
that way. It was
really
not
forced.
Going in that direction. It yeah. was going to with her and Captain America, right?
Yeah.
Am I crazy?
No,
that,
because
like,
that was...
They even make reference to that, Scott.
Yeah, they're they setting do. It up. The whole, like, one and two, Captain America and all that other stuff. Like, I feel like they were setting it up the whole time, and I was down.
I'm yeah. down. He was
it
down.
It more natural.
I'm not going to say it.
Wrong podcast.
That's fine.
But, the only redeeming aspect of that for me was... I like that they had her be like the person that calms the Hulk down. You know what I mean? I like that, like, they're showing, like, okay, this is how we de-Hulk him. You know what I mean? She would just kind of go into this whole routine, Scott, where she'd be like, hey, big guy, it's getting late kind of thing. And, like, all, like, do the, like, the little hand, like slowly, like, touch his hand. You know what I mean? And, like.
And to me, that kind of worked.
I was fine with that.
I think the reason it felt so forced is because, like, they needed a way to do that, and they felt like this was a good out. And once they realized, like, oh, this is kind of working, they kind of decided to play on it, and it was probably a little bit of a fumble. But
I don't know if there's the really any so chemistry good. Between those two actors kind of thing either, because, like,
no.
I kind of feel like that's more of, like, an uncle bopping the, you know what I mean? Like, he's a little too old for her, in my opinion, and, like, just getting that creepy uncle vibe kind of thing.
Yeah, that does seem important, especially, like, they had such a, like, she was super scared of him in the first one when he, like, hulks out and, you know, and, like, it just seems complete opposite of that, you know,
They kept some of that, though, because when she goes to calm him down, she's always, like, really, really hesitant about that.
Yeah, she's she's a little cautious. And, like, they even made reference to that stuff with Fury. I was like, oh, I don't know if I like that, because, like, she's almost, like, talking, like, did you know this would happen when you sent me to recruit him? Like, in reference to her falling in love with him. And I'm just like, this is, I don't like that. Like, you subtract that stuff from the movie, everything else, wonderful. Like, that's the only part of it I was just kind of like, and it wasn't that bad. It was just kind of like, this is forced. This is a forced romantic interest kind of thing. And it's like, does it need to happen? You don't have to have a super romantic, you know, thing in every movie. It's fine when it belongs. It doesn't have to be there.
There's no romance in the first one, right? No. There's no romantic, no romance story. Okay.
But I just mean, like, even in, like, you know, most of them, they have a romantic, you know, interest. So it's like, there's very few of the movies where there's not a, you know, a love interest kind of thing.
Well, that's disappointing. Well, whatever.
It's still great. That's the worst. The only other thing, like, along the lines of complaints that I could, like, have is, you know, this comes down to some kind of budget. Did you notice the lack of Iron Man and Thor?
Were they just kind of in it minimally?
Yeah, they were there. Like, Thor is, like, in the opening fight scene, fantastic. And then he's like, I have to go, and, like, flies off with his hammer. And then, like, the whole movie starts going on, and then you're like, oh, we haven't seen Thor in, like, 25 minutes of this movie.
And that's that middle part that's kind of, like, a little slow pace.
And then he, like, comes crashing back down again, and he's in it for,
I'm
like,
done filming my other movie!
Yeah. Then he's back for, like, well, no, he's like, I'm still filming my other movie. Gotta fly! Then he, like, flies off away again, and it's,
I'll be back.
Yeah, and it still works. He's like, oh, I had a vision, and flies away. And it still worked. Like, I felt like I would have liked to see more Iron Man, because he's probably my favorite hero of the Avengers, but we got a lot of Tony Stark. We just didn't get a whole lot of Iron Man.
Yeah, we just didn't get him out of him. And, I mean, like, I love all the in-jokes. I love how they made fun of themselves. And
well, that was what I was going to get to next. Like the only, like, complaints I had were, like, those two could have used more, but it's not a bad thing at all. It's just, would have liked it because I'm greedy. But then now we can talk about the rest of how amazing everything else was.
I'm amazed at how many people they had in this, because
it was great.
They just had, like, even, like,
when Rhodey showed up.
Yeah, they had, like, major characters, minor characters.
It was great.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a part where I'm trying to think who. I mean, they have Agent Carter. I mean, they have every single person.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, they.
Yeah. If they've showed up in a Marvel movie, there's a good chance they're in the Avengers movie.
Is it Heimdall or Heimdall for the guy from Asgard?
Heimdall.
Heimdall.
I think is how I pronounce his name. Yeah, he's in it.
He's in it. Are you saying Scott?
Guardian, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the eyes.
The black guy.
With the party, when Rhodey shows up and the Falcon, who I can never remember his real name.
Can't remember it off the top of my head.
When they showed up, and I'm like, oh my god, they're gonna be in this movie. And, like, they kept it under wraps, and I was so excited.
And then
excited.
At the end, like, they're in the training sequence as Avengers.
That was fine. I was waiting for Falcon to, like, swoop in and do some stuff.
I'm glad
we got to see him in a suit, though. because they did change his colors. They made him look like the Falcon for the training at the end, which I was fine with. But yeah, when War Machine swoops in and does stuff was one of my favorite parts of the movie, and it was so irrelevant to the rest of the movie. It's just the fact that they did that made me so happy.
It's so funny too, because like, I love how they give him they give War Machine an inferiority complex.
Yeah,
to Iron Man, and it's like he's always like looking for approval kind of thing. And I love he tells it like the first thing you see him, they're like casually hanging out at a party, and he's like telling a story, and he's like, "And I flew up there and slammed this tank down on the front step," and I'm like, "What do you remember the tagline, Lando?" He's like, "There you go, son," or something like that. You know, he just says some like, you know, like action movie tagline kind of thing. And, like, nobody really laughs at it. Like, Iron Man, you know, it's Tony Stark. They're all just standing there.
Oh,
it's like,
oh, that's it? Thor's like, oh, that was a good story, though, you know.
And it's like, you know, oh, that one usually kills. You know what I mean? Like, it shows him, like, 10 minutes later telling it to another group of people. And they laugh, and he's all validated and excited with himself.
Great. Yeah. The humor in the movie, like, was
it's
amazing.
A lot of, yeah, it's a like, lot of...
They've like they're like, all right, we had six normal lines of content. Slapstick, let's do this. And they put something in. The whole Thor's hammer thing was amazing.
Right.
And then when the Vision's like then everyone's face made it. It was amazing.
They seriously have like a sequence, Scott, where he's like they're talking about, you know, him just saying that he's just worthy, you know what I mean? And like everybody takes a turn trying to lift the hammer. And, you know, it's not happening. And who was the last one when he got nervous? It was Captain America.
Yeah.
It almost looks like it moves a little bit. And you see, Thor get, like, a little nervous. Like, you know what I mean? And then he can't lift it up. But, like, later in the movie, like, the Vision just hands him this hammer. And, like, it's just like, you know, he's all like, oh, okay. You know what I mean?
And they're like, well, he's not technically human, though. So, like, you know. And he's like, uh-huh. But the whole part with the elevator, how the elevator's not
about,
worthy.
Like, yeah, the elevator's, they're like, you sit it down in an elevator. The elevator still goes up and down. The elevator's not worthy. It's
great.
Funny.
That's awesome. What a thing to think about.
And the we're not talking, and we didn't mention Scarlet Witch or Quicksilver.
Yeah.
How'd you feel about them, Land? I want to hear your impression. Because I have a lot of back history with that.
Yeah, characters. And this goes to the whole thing of, like same with, like, a little Ultron ties in with this, too. Like, they've been so far with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, they've been pretty great with origin stories. They haven't had to tweak too much. They haven't really had to mess with anything. And then when this whole storyline came out and they introduced, they said, oh, hey, Quicksilver, Scarlet Witch are going to be in it, and Ultron, you're like, uh-oh, this is your first real hiccup in your intro stories. Like, how are you going to do this? Because, you know, Ultron was created from Hank Pym using Hank Pym's, like, brain cells and brain waves and just different Hank Pym
and
stuff.
And in this one, they have it as Banner and Stark creating Ultraman.
Well, see...
I called him Ultraman instead of Ultraman.
To me... They had him create himself, though, because, like...
I hear what you're saying.
He was just, like, all of a sudden, like, they weren't there. He just
did
his
own... He became self-aware during, like, the process.
His own thing, yeah. So
like, they were trying to merge Jarvis with this alien intelligence, essentially. It wasn't alien intelligence, it was the... Well, I guess it is.
It's the Infinity Gem.
It's from the Infinity Gem, and... They don't get it to work, and they just have the thing running scenarios, and while it's doing that, and they're out having the hammer scenes where they're partying and stuff like that, he becomes self-aware and, like, yeah, builds himself, like...
Like, he's his own thing.
He like, comes, like, lurching in. He comes, like, lurching in while they're partying, and he's all, like, half-constructed, and he's, like, you know, he's confused because... It's like, you know, having a body and stuff like that, and you've never had one before.
Yeah.
And
I like how they were just like, well, instead of just, like, having, you know, like, everyone was expecting them to have Tony Stark to literally create him from the ground up and have it backfire. I loved the fact that they were just like...
They did a really good job with that.
Like, yeah, like, let's just have him do himself from the beginning. And that ties into the Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver. Again, they were just like, well... We can't really do this since Daddy belongs to a whole nother company. Fuck it. They did it themselves. And they just kind of volunteered. And there's no real backstory. They just are their own things that, like, basically created themselves.
The one thing I thought was pretty fucked up, like they were talking about being trapped under like the rubble of a building.
Yeah.
And the only thing that they could see was a Stark bomb that has not exploded yet. While they're trapped under the rubble and people are trying to rescue them, they're staring at the word Stark on the side of this bomb, waiting for it to go off while the rubble is shifting while they're being rescued. So, right. Like, they hate Tony Stark.
And that, to me, still goes back to Iron Man.
Yeah, the first Iron Man.
Yeah,
just
where
like, oh, yeah.
What's-his-name is selling the weapons illegally and stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
Which, to me, that's the same time frame. When that happened to them was the same time frame as Iron Man 1, which would be probably 7 years before the new Avengers movie.
Yeah, I was really happy with everything. I guess the only other thing to mention is just the, you know, the full-on nod to Thanos in the credit scene. Stepping in, putting on the Infinity Gauntlet, and just saying, you know, I guess I'll do it myself kind of thing.
That was probably the sixth time in that movie I got chills.
Yeah, because like Thanos literally puts on the gauntlet and just says, you know, I guess I'll do it myself.
Slams a door shut right in your face. It's so good. Like, to me, a little bit like the beginning when Ultron like creates himself, like he's like doing this thing and it's like I felt like they threw a good bit of humor in with that part specifically, but like I was super serious that whole time. Like, I could see people around me were like smiling, cracking a little bit of laughter and stuff. Like, I got chills. Like, my arm hair was up in that scene. Like, to me, it was super intense, not funny, like it was meant to be. I don't know. I took that part super seriously.
I don't think I took it as seriously as you, but I didn't, like, I just thought it was really cool. I wasn't, like, cackling at laughter or anything like that, but I liked it. It was cool.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Scott, you let me, you know, we'll recap this, you know, 6 months from now after you've watched it, and
we'll just start and I'll be crying. I'll be like, it was wonderful. I guess
by that point I'll have watched it like infinitely amount of times.
Yeah. But you know, thanks for tuning in for another mini-sode. This one wasn't quite so mini, but it's kind of hard to be when you got something so great as an event.
I can do a full episode on this.
Yeah,
not so many, but more sode. I don't know what that means. Bye.
Meanwhile, at Warp Zone.